It is 9:05 on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Third Monday of the month means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. Later in the half hour, Marcia's guest will be Donna Munzer, Draperies and Interiors owner. And good morning, Marcia. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Tony and everyone. We are in the thick of beautiful fall weather, so I hope everyone was able to get out this weekend.
All right, fantastic. Absolutely. And let's talk about new members as we do to start off the show. Tell us a little bit about them.
Absolutely. We're so appreciative of those members, those local businesses who want to be part of our chamber family. So we extend a welcome to Bowl and Branch on 169 Greenwich Avenue. You've probably heard their radio commercials where they're talking about their 100% organic cotton sheets, pillowcases, mattresses, bath sets. Please walk down the avenue, say hello to Rachel Kulka. She's proven to be a very good chamber friend. She's actually donating pillowcases, two beautiful organic pillowcases, for the goodie bag at our Women Who Matter luncheon next June, so you've got something to look forward to. So go visit them. Beautiful, fine, organic cotton, linens, and pillowcases, bath sets. We also want to say hello to Lenny's Bagels at the Mill Pond Shopping Center. Our chamber did a ribbon cutting for them. It was packed the first day and continues to be. Why? Because they've got fabulous breakfast bowls and hash browns, fresh bagels, you name them. I think over a dozen choices, chorizo, turkey bacon bagel sandwiches. So I'm getting hungry, Tony, just thinking about it. But you can email lennysbagels@gmail.com for pickup. Look at their website online. But please support all of these local businesses. And speaking of another new business, now this is the third in a row, brand new businesses, so we're looking at a trend here. J.L. Rocks, tucked away next to Greenwich Fish, opposite Balducci's in Coscob, this beautiful jewelry store sells modern jewelry. Go look at their website, jlrocks.com. And they say that they straddle the line between classic and cutting-edge jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces. They will curate anything for you. So I think they're a good fit with our Greenwich-based buyers. So go see them. JL Rocks, tucked away behind next to the fish store, the new fish store as well. And hello, here's new again. Lexus and Infiniti have new owners. The family said goodbye, and now the Darvish family is saying hello, and they are overseeing both of those dealerships. So we met with Samantha Morash, who is the manager of these two entities, right away. She wanted to join us. We thank her for joining us, and take a look at the cars there. You know, there's so many car companies or names out over in West Putnam. But say hello to the new Darvish family who are overseeing these two fine automobile brands. And last but not least, we welcome Collaborative Home Care, located at 2 Greenwich Office Park. They provide independent living assistance for older adults in a home-based, customized basis. Again, for all of these, go on our chamber directory, greenwichchamber.com, and find out more information.
All right. That's the new members of the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, speaking with President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. Marcia, what business trends are you seeing? Are visitors getting more comfortable in visiting Greenwich?
Well, first of all, I think you just heard me read off three or four brand new chamber members, which are brand new businesses. So we're seeing that trend of growth, especially on the smaller market area. I actually had a small marketing company tell me she had the best year ever. March and April was horrible for her. She got a little bit of government funding and then brought on a whole bunch of new clients who were looking for different marketing strategies. So we are seeing that spark of energy that we like to hear about. And as far as coming over to Greenwich and enjoying everything we have to offer, yes, I've been getting inquiries at the chamber. When do I visit? How can I visit safely? Everybody wants to know our COVID trends. Is it safe to come to Greenwich? Someone just asked me Friday evening, where can I stay? So we've got so many good answers and positive choices for them that we're hoping this continues, this trend of not being afraid of going out and going out in a safe manner.
All right. And of course, there's always the topic of restaurants, outdoor dining, some indoor dining. What are restaurants telling you how they're going to handle things as the weather cools?
Well, I think a lot of restaurants are looking for that next stage of funding that we're hearing about the CARES Act. A lot of them have been very much propped up by it. The ones who are operating outdoors, I am hearing, they're doing pretty well. You know, this has saved them. That's bringing income in. But with the colder weather, that remains to be seen. Are people fearful of going indoors? Governor Lamont has said, up to, I think, 50% capacity, restaurants can be opened for indoor dining. So let's see how people feel about that going forward, that combined with the CARES Act and whether that passes.
All right, we're speaking with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marsha O'Kane. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the annual meeting, holiday lights, and anything else going on. Marsha O'Kane on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. Anywhere, I'm Tony Savino. Back with more after this.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13-valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
It is 9:13 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marsha O'Kane. And later in our third segment, it will be Draperies and Interiors owner Donna Munzer. Marsha, let's talk about the annual meeting and economic briefing. It's going to be virtual this year. Is that correct?
Well, Tony, everything's different this year. Is also the fact for our annual meeting and business forecast. But we think all of the listeners out there really want to subscribe to the one this year because it's being held virtually Thursday, November 19th. And once again, backed by popular demand, we've got John Traynor, who is Executive Vice President and Chief Investment Officer of People's United Bank, who's going to let us know his views on what will the markets look like with our newly elected president? What will 2021 bring in terms of economic stability or instability for business? And how and when will we be able to move forward from our current COVID conditions? So everyone, I really implore you, sign up for this. It's only, $35 a person virtually, but you're going to hear a local forecast, not only about national ideas, but also what John Traynor feels is going to be happening in Connecticut and Greenwich as well. So go on greenwichchamber.com and please sign up.
Okay, let's talk about holiday lights. We talked with the Greenwich Association of Realtors about that. What's your take on holiday lights?
We're so excited. There is light at the end of the tunnel. So there was darkness last year. This year there will be lights. You know, by way of background, our, you know, town hall and our town government never did provide lights. Sometimes other towns and cities, but this has always been a private effort, and Greenwich Chamber of Commerce has been associated with it for years, and then we handed over it to Greenwich Clean or Green and Clean, and now Sebastian Drostman, as well as the Collision family, Edna and Alyssa, we love them both so much. They're undertaking this effort to raise money from the private sector, and we will have lights. Of that, we are certain on Greenwich Avenue and certain surrounding environs, specifically Putnam Avenue. So we cannot wait. However, all of the money has not been raised. We ask our listeners to please dig into their pockets for whatever amount they can afford and visit www.gwchavenue.com and provide their dollars to help us sustain those lights during the holiday period.
All right, it'll be a tremendous accomplishment during this pandemic and economic downturn.
Absolutely. Well, Sebastian and the Collision family and that whole committee that raised funds should be very much applauded.
Okay. Any other happenings with the chamber we should be aware of?
Well, I want you to go. I want all of our listeners to go on our website because there's the live webinar this Wednesday on the latest PPP forgiveness updates. And, you know, did you receive a loan? And, you know, are you considering selling your business, doing something different with your business? They're going to, this is the Small Business Council, is going to provide us a webinar on how you can navigate those waters. And Eversource, well, they're reminding customers of programs available during the pandemic. Are you having an issue with paying? Can they help you with budget payment plans? Please look on our chamber website. They've got some really good plans for you if you might be struggling with your utility bills.
All right. Speaking with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane here on WGCH, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll speak with Donna Munzer, Draperies and Interiors owner. Back with more here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code LARA.
Coming up on 920 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, and Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane on the line, and now we're joined by Donna Munzer, Draperies and Interiors. And do the intro, if you could, Marcia.
Sure, Tony. Well, you know, we just talked about the trend of new, smaller businesses opening up in Greenwich. That includes draperies and interiors. May we introduce Donna Munzer.
All right. Donna, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
Thank you very much for having me on this morning. Appreciate it greatly.
Sure. Give us a little the skinny on draperies and interiors. What do you do? How long you've been around? Your address? Where's parking? Etc.
Yes. Draperies and interiors. It's a custom window treatment and interior design business. It's located on East Putnam at 238 East Putnam Avenue, Cos Cobb. I have had my own business for 35 years, and finally my husband encouraged me that it was time to open up my own showroom to have a face and a place for my clients. And so I, with full gung-ho, decided to do so, and I've been open for the last 2 months. Parking is really pretty convenient. It's always a challenge in Greenwich to find parking, but there is parking right out in front of my showroom, as well as located right behind my showroom, with a very quaint little walk right to the front of my store from behind the building. So you can easily get to me and visit me or call me and have me visit you.
All right. You said you've been doing this 35 years. What were you doing, and like, what's the difference between what you were doing then and what you're doing now?
I have been in the window treatment business for all my life, literally. I've had my own business doing window treatments and interior design. So it really is no change other than having now a physical location to be able to have my clients come and visit and have me help them and select fabrics, blinds and shades, interiors, furniture. Very, very passionate and love what I do because I've been doing it since I was 18 years old. So it's in my blood, and I'm an expert at what I do.
Where'd you go to school for it? Or did you just the School of Hard Knocks, or what was it?
I don't have a formal degree in interior design, but I have almost every course that would be required in doing so, and I continuously maintain my education in interior design over the years with various courses offered by schools, vendors, wherever I can keep myself updated and current with trends in the interior design industry.
All right, well, you say you've been in business 2 months, so of course you started up right during the middle of a worldwide pandemic. What made you do that?
Sure did. Well, it's, of course, a very scary virus. The way I was operating my business as a shop at home was definitely taking a toll on my business with COVID. We all have to be very safe and very cautious by wearing masks, but life has to go on, and I thought, what the heck? Let me give it a stab and see what happens. And I've been very grateful that I have so many clients that I have in the Greenwich area that are a good following for me and refer me. And so for the last 2 months, I've been staying consistently busy, and I just hope it continues forward. So, yes, it was scary to open up during COVID, but I did it. And I'm grateful that I did.
And has the showroom been open for in-person talk and consultation, et cetera?
It has definitely been open. And when somebody does come in, we both have masks. I definitely keep the place clean after each visit. You have to do what makes people feel comfortable. Some people are comfortable with it. Some people aren't. But I am also going to people's homes. As long as I'm masked and they're masked, I need to measure. I need to look at their space. There are many that are still very comfortable with me doing so, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the questions you'll ask during a consultation?
What their needs are, if it's from one simple window treatment to a whole room of decor that they need, how they live their life. A lot of people are spending much more time at home these days with COVID, and their surroundings are of more importance to them, I think, than ever. So I just need to see what their needs are. If it's one shade, do they need room darkening? Do they need semi-opaque so they can see through it? What kind of furniture styles they have? So it's usually a really nice, probably an hour consultation, take it back to the office, really work on their project, meet them again. Hopefully everything works well with my listening and connecting to them. And go forward with projects from there.
How many meetings does it take?
I would say it would be, if it depends, if it's a shade, it could be one appointment. If it's a whole house, it could be a few weeks. It really just depends on how big the project is and what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Can people stop in, pick up any items to take home, or is everything special order?
Most everything is custom made. However, they are welcome to take whatever samples they would like to take back to their home to look at them. I do have ready-made throw pillows, organic fabrics that they can purchase at the store and take with them. But I am really a custom window treatment interior furnishing business. So most everything is custom ordered.
I was speaking with Donna Munzer, who is the owner of Draperies and Interiors in Greenwich and Coscob. Donna, you mentioned you started up during a pandemic. Was part of the idea that people, as you mentioned, are home looking at their four walls, thinking maybe I can improve things? Was that part of the thinking that went to it?
That is very true, yes. Yeah. And the real estate market has been booming, where so many people that are moving out of the New York City area are moving into the Greenwich and the surrounding towns. And business is busier than typical because of that, which is great for the design business. And within my small community of where Draperies and Interiors are, there's several other design businesses, so we're starting to call ourselves the Design Corner in Coscob because there's few of us, which is wonderful, and we have great relationships with each other, which is great.
Okay. Are you working larger, smaller dwellings or what?
Really all kinds, from an apartment to a 10,000-square-foot home. It's really all over the map, mm-hmm. which is great.
Now, from whom do you get your best referrals?
My clients are my best referrals, word of mouth. Always has been, and it is the best way. It's so encouraging when I do get a new client and they tell me that they have been referred by another client. That's really the best way it works.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are people looking for the most? What's the latest fad?
These days, less is more. It used to be where there were layers of things in a room, and now people just like things much simpler. Clean lines, crispness in a room. So it's just less is more these days. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say necessarily a particular color. Everyone has their own style and taste, but just less is more these days.
How long is the process from start to finish?
It depends. Again, as I said, if it's a shade, it could be you place an order, your shade is hanging within 2 to 3 weeks. If it's a whole room, it could be up to a couple of months from ordering furniture till it's in. But I do pride myself on timeliness, quality. I have great workrooms. I have great installation staff. And we really do try to keep ourselves on the most timely of spaces as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I asked, you said you've been in business 2 months, so some of the early work you're doing maybe is just coming to fruition now or just finished, right?
That is very true, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, you're one of the newest members of the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. How did you know to contact them to join and why?
I had a really great real estate agent, Diane Roth, and she encouraged that I join the Chamber of Commerce, and I investigated, and I did, and it is a really great way of staying in touch with the business community, being a part of the community. I find it invaluable to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce of Greenwich.
All right, that's Donna Munzer, owner, Draperies and Interiors. What's the address again on East Putnam Avenue, Donna?
238 East Putnam Avenue.
And how can people get in touch with you?
Definitely reach me on my phone at 203-489-3010 or my website to find out more about me at draperiesandinteriorsofgreenwich.com.
All right, Donna Munzer, Marcia O'Kane, President and CEO, Chamber of Commerce. Marcia, good to talk to you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Donna. And we'll see you next month.
You got it.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And that wraps it up for our segment with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO Marcia O'Kane and Donna Munzer, owner of Draperies and Interiors. I'm Tony Savino. Next Monday at this time, it's Greenwich Police Chief James Heavey. Stay tuned. Forecast How I See It with Darian Sims and then Doug Steffen taking you up till Debbie Nagro at 11 on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.